entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a whole bunch of that stuff.
Yes.
On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Good. I'm very excited because we're on the Lindas and Jody's show. Two Jodys and two Lindas.
Yes, we have two Jodys on the show. We have Jody Armstrong from the Disability Achievement Center, and we have Jody Sloan from Alexander Spine and Chiropractic. So welcome, friends.
Thank you much.
So glad that you're here today. And on the boards, we have the fabulous Ed. What's happening, Ed?
Back by popular demand.
Today we're calling you Jody.
It's all good. We're hoping we don't get any hate callers this week, because we had somebody call in last week and she was like, is this the Connected Caregiver Show or whatever? And he's like, you got to turn the radio on like to hear it, you know, whatever. And then she called back a little while later when Gary Bogg had called in about the Fearless Caregiver Conference. Is this just commercials? Or are you going to tell me some caregiving stuff? Oh, Dad. So he's got a little hecklers there here and there.
Haters going to hate.
Yeah. What are you gonna
do? But it's good you've arrived, you know.
I've arrived when they start saying crappy stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd like to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Marsha in Boynton Beach.
Oh.
I just came from Boynton Beach. Jillian in Punta Gorda. And Faith in St. Pete.
Welcome, ladies.
So like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners. Whether you listen to us live right now, or you listen to us on YouTube or Facebook or Apple, wherever they'll take us, we're just here to help you with education, resources, a laugh, a shoulder, because I know that caregiving can be a really difficult journey. And this past week, a lot of caregivers calling with like a lot of tough stuff going on.
Holiday season's coming up.
I know, and then I have caregivers who, you know, we've had deaths. So for me, Tom will be a year next week.
I know. I can't believe it.
It doesn't seem that long.
No.
Yeah. And some of my other caregivers, too. You know, you're in a support group together for 4 or 5 years. You build a relationship.
Yeah.
You all know everybody. So it's a little bit tough. But knowing that we can all meet on Zoom and get together, we decided with the one caregiver support group that a bunch of us that are going through some grief issues, we said we're just going to have our own little Zoom group once a month and chat about it. I'm not a grief counselor. I don't want to be a grief counselor, but I know a lot about grief, and so do they. And we've all been together, you know, so we're not going to invite anybody from the outside. We're just going to see how that goes. But, you know, it's
exclusive.
Yes, it's exclusive.
It's an exclusive group for Linda Burhans.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm getting excited. I leave on Tuesday for New York City.
Wow, there
yes. So I don't know if I've said this on the air, so I made a deal with myself 3 months ago that I'm going to go away once a month for the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, you've been doing a lot more than once a month,
I know.
Friend.
It's been fabulous.
It's been like three times so far this month.
Yes, it was three times this month. Maine, Boynton Beach, New York City.
She sends me her itinerary, and I keep it just in case she needs me to pick her up with her. A pile of stuff. But a lot of it was from last year because I forget to throw it out. I just have Linda's drawer.
Well, it'll keep growing, believe me. I intend for it to keep growing. So, you know, caregivers, like I'm always saying about taking care of yourselves, I got to take care of myself too. And I'm 68 years old. I don't know how long I'm going to be healthy or feeling it, because I see every single day what happens. All of a sudden, there's a stroke, there's an accident, there's a diagnosis, there's a whatever. One of my friends had a heart attack recently, so she's healing very well and she's doing well, but there are certain things now that were on her bucket list that she will not be able to do.
Yeah.
And so I want to be able to get out there and do what I can do while I do it.
I've made a promise I'm going to eat a bag of cookies a week. I am.
Whatever makes you feel good.
That's what I thought.
That's some serious caregiving right there.
I know. I'm very happy.
See you next week at the office.
If that's all it takes to make you feel good, you got a better budget than me. So, Dr. Jody, how are you today?
I'm great, Miss Linda. How you doing?
Joyful and grateful, as always.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Dr. Sloan happens to be my chiropractor. And I go to the chiropractor twice a week religiously because I am a busy girl and I want to feel good and I want to feel healthy and I don't want to live a life of taking medications and whatever. So I am so fabulous. I'm so happy saying
to you. Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, I am so fabulous. I am so happy since you're my new chiropractor because chiropractors are different.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
You know, they're different, and some are a lot better than others. And I feel like when you give me an adjustment, I can feel it.
Sure.
And that's a really good thing.
Yeah, well, there's different techniques, and I consider myself more of a manual adjuster, diversified technique. There's activator techniques, there's drop. And when you understand a patient, you know, just provide that care. And I'm lucky to have the tool bags to be able to, the tools in the tool bag, rather, to administer that kind of
thing. Lots of luck learning about her.
Stop. So why did you become a chiropractor?
So actually it started with me. I was in high school. I was a running back, tailback, strong safety, and I had a neck injury. And I had burner, stinger, neurological symptoms, had arm weakness, shoulder drop. Went to a chiropractor and she adjusted me. And with the first adjustment, I was just kind of hooked. Thought it was the most amazing thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I got better and I said, This is amazing because there's the physical aspect to it.
Yeah.
There's rehabilitation, right? So anti-medication, which it has its time and place. But if we can do more natural healing, I just think it's a great thing. So chiropractic for me, I always wanted to go become a chiropractor. So my undergrad, I was at Shawnee State University and got a degree in healthcare administration. And ended up in sales for about 15 years.
Oh.
And far away from chiropractic. But it was always something that I wanted to do. And always would look, and do I want to make the commitment to do it? And then in 2013, I said, life is short, right? We only live once. We need to do better. And that's what I want to do. So I went back to school at Palmer in Port Orange, Florida. So graduated 2016. Moved to Columbus, Ohio, back to Ohio where I'm from. Ran an office for 5 years, always wanted to get back to Florida. And then COVID hit and kind of put us in a position which made us really, you know, look and see
evaluate
what we're doing with
life.
Our life, right? Yeah. So I said, I'm going back to Florida, sunshine, palm trees, here I come. And was fortunate to find Alexander Spine Center. And it's great because they actually have physical therapy.
Right.
So the business model to me is absolutely perfect as a chiropractor. I believe in the adjustment, the power of the adjustment, but we also have to have the rehabilitation aspect of it to make the full recovery.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that, the business model fits for me. Great people. Dr. Alexander's amazing. Dr. Schumann's amazing. The whole staff, just amazing, great people. So fortunate and blessed to be where I am. And
Right when COVID first started, my granddaughter got married, and I fell the last dance of the wedding, and I broke my wrist. The first time I ever had a broken anything. And Dr. Schumann made me new. I'm telling you, my hand was like this, and I could only go up like that. You know, and I went 3 days a week because it's so important. And I talk to other people all the time that broke a wrist or whatever. They're still hurting. There's still, once in a while, I get a little twinge.
Sure.
But that's so important. That's such an important component. And to just have everything there for me, it was perfect.
Well, yeah, it's kind of one-stop shop. And you look at, you know, rehabilitation, it's a journey, right? So I know we live in a society where we want things instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when it comes to health, it typically isn't that. As much as we want it to be, as much as I'd love to be able to adjust somebody and have a life-changing experience, I had one, right? But, you know, the body is going to continue to need that healing, that ongoing therapy, if you will, to keep joints mobilized, to keep the soft tissue mobilized, to get the blood flowing to the area. So,
you need somebody to tell you the correct way to do it.
Well, sure. So, actually, recently, speaking of that, my brother had a bout of pancreatitis, which then turned into necrotizing pancreatitis. There's bacteria in the system. So it was kind of eating his pancreas.
So
he was in and out of care at the hospital, and he also has ulcers in his jejunum, which is the first part of the intestine, right? So you have all this stuff going on concomitantly, and he couldn't eat. So he was eating about 300 calories a day.
Oh.
So he lost 60 pounds, right? So I had went to visit him, and then there was, you know, issues with COVID, right? We can't get to him. There's only one person can be in a hospital. So he was in a hospital. And to me, he needed nutrition, right? We all need nutrition.
Yeah.
It's a vital component to, you know, us living. So they tried to put a feed tube in his stomach. And it was trying to pass through the first part of his intestines, and his body was rejecting it. So he's getting sick. So I'm thinking the whole time, let's just bypass this, right? Let's go into the second part of the intestine and bypass the affected area. So I was actually coming down to Florida looking at Alexander Spine Center, and on my way back, I stopped in Tennessee where he was looking through his notes, right? And was just kind of baffled that that wasn't an option, that they didn't look at that. So I took him to a Mayo Clinic in Knoxville. Second opinions, right? And then they actually put the feeding tube past it, and he's actually since then just been recovering extremely well for the condition. He's still, you know, it's battling. It's a tough one. It's a year, right?
Yeah.
A couple of years. It's a thing. So, you know, to get the right diagnosis and
it's
the right treatment
plan
is the key to that whole conversation, right? So it actually made me step back and look at patients, right? So I know a lot of times patients, you know, want a certain care plan. We live on the internet, we Google things, we figure out what we want on our own, right? We become self-doctors. But it was important to me to be able to give the right treatment plan to a patient, right? So to continue to go down that route, give people the options, right? And what you choose to do with care, obviously, is your decision as a patient. But my job is to give you the best treatment and treatment plan options.
And the tools, yes.
Exactly. So that's kind of the moral of the story and goes into your comment. It's very important to get the right diagnosis and the right treatment plan.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I went with Linda to Alexander Spine because she was getting an adjustment, whatever, and I had thrown... pushing stuff up, I had ripped this, my shoulder, rotator cuff, whatever I did. And I went, and Dr. Schumann, he goes, I want to talk to you. So I went over, he says,
I dragged her in.
So he says to me, so what's going on? I went, well, I really can't lift it up. But I said, I've been doing all my weights, so not to worry, you know. And he says, and what made you think doing weights was a good idea? I said, I thought I'd strengthen it. He said, stop it. Well, it's almost 100% better now.
Sure.
Oh, I mean, I have flabby arms, but I was doing,
everything wrong. Yeah.
Everything wrong.
Yeah, I had a patient actually, same lines, come in yesterday, and she had been bowling, right? So when she was sliding her foot didn't slide. So when she throws the ball takes it with her, right? So she comes in and been carrying her shoulder for 3 weeks. And just decided to get care, right?
Yeah, so, I was 6 months before I saw him.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm looking at this and thinking, you know, you've been 3 weeks carrying your shoulder like this, and it seemed to be more of a slap lesion, right, which is more of an avulsion, tear in the labrum, which it gets into MRI diagnosing, gets to an orthopedic. And for me to acknowledge that, hey, this is not me, right? You need to be referred out. And she said, well, I was hoping you just kind of pop it back into place.
There
I was
you
like,
go.
Well, it's a little more serious than that. And I was like, I think, you know, in your heart of hearts, it was a little more. She's like, I did. So, you know, but hey, she came in for care. We referred her out and wish her the best. And hopefully she gets the right treatment plan. And,
I remember years ago when I lived in Floral Park, they wanted to do some kind of surgery on my husband because he was a carpenter. I forget what they called that or whatever. What?
Tommy John surgery? No. Elbow thing going on. Yeah,
exactly.
Play baseball.
Was it carpal tunnel?
Yeah, probably like some tennis elbow.
But
he wanted
something like that. And they wanted to do surgery. Mm. And he's like, no, I don't want to do surgery. And he went to a chiropractor, and after that, he was fine.
Sure.
And that was my first introduction to chiropractic.
Well, they used to not get a good name in this state. I'm from Canada, and my parents don't like doctors. And they went to chiropractors all because they were really recognized in Canada way before here.
Well, sure. So chiropractic has actually come a long way.
Yeah.
When it first started, it was about evidence. And I would consider myself an evidence-based chiropractor. So it's about the research and seeing what works and the evidence leading it that way. So when there's not a lot of evidence and research, you know, it becomes that, well, does it work? Prove it.
Exactly.
Right? So chiropractic looked a lot into, hey, let's look at scientific. Let's do the research. So the research is coming out now that, hey, it's highly effective, right? And even when you couple it with physical therapy is actually, per the literature, is the most effective form of rehabilitation for musculoskeletal. And then there's chiropractic. So when you couple them both together, it's a no-brainer, right? So, yeah, it's come a long way, and hopefully we're doing the right things, right? We're sending people out. We're looking at evidence-based, which actually will hopefully lend credibility even further in the medical industry and fields to, you know that it's effective. Orthopedics, DOs have been adjusting people, right? So when it all first started, you have DOs and chiropractic living in the same kind of realm,
right?
Joint manipulation. So chiropractic kind of went into the non-medicinal, if you will, and then orthopedic, you know, prescribing medicine. So the joint manipulation has been going on.
Can stress cause, like?
Oh, stress is a major factor for a lot of things.
So that's why caregivers need it.
Yeah, right. Well, but I'm sure there's somebody listening right now, and they go, I don't want to go to a chiropractor. They're just going to crack me.
Right.
You know, really,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
But that's not the deal.
Well, no, that's again is understanding your patients, right? So people come in and, hey, I'm looking for that person that can adjust me, right? They come in and they use an activator tool and it's not really for me. But there's some people comes in and, hey, I don't want you to twist my neck, right? I get that. You know, it puts you in a position, right? A vulnerable position, if you will. So understanding that the mobilization of the joint is the key, right? Joints become fixated. We talk about stress. We talk about inflammation, right? And we live in this highly inflamed society. We look at the diet that we take in. You look at the omega-3, omega-6 ratio that's supposed to be 3:1, 6:1, and it's 18:1, the foods that we're putting in.
Yeah.
So we live in a systemic, overall inflamed state. And then when you have some little something happen to you, it pushes it over the edge, and then the body is just highly inflamed, and to battle through that, and then stress being a factor is inflammatory, right? So the inflammation that comes from stress, you know, stress on the heart, stress on the body, stress on the emotions.
Listen, caregivers.
Yeah, and then you talk about, you know, pain manifesting in places, so your body subconsciously has to do something with that. So we store it in a muscle, we store it in a place. So even in massage therapy, you can go in and find trigger points. And in school, they teach you be cautious, right? If people have had things in their life happen to them, they've been susceptible to certain, you know, things. When you do the massage on that area or you do the manipulation, people can have that flashback, right, of what it was that traumatized them that took and stored it in that place.
Oh, wow.
So you can have, you know, people become emotional, right, when you're doing trigger point therapies. And that's the body putting it somewhere and hiding it, right? So you can deal with it. Otherwise, the stress can consume you.
I remember a girlfriend of mine years ago went to it for a massage and just bawled.
Yeah, and that's
just
it.
Bawled.
Sure.
And
you might even bawl and not even realize why you're doing it. Right?
Yeah.
So that underlying stress that's coming out. And as a care provider, you know, we take on that, right? So we're giving the care to people. So as a healthcare provider, you know, we have to be the rock. We have to be the foundation. We have to be there and be strong for them.
So and you then, have to have a chat with them when they come in to find out what's going on.
Well, yeah. Obviously, there's an exam. You have to get the right information to get the right diagnosis. And then as a provider, everybody's always like, well, who adjusts you, right? So I'm fortunate that we have Dr. Alexander.
That's what my husband used to say to the dentist, who does your teeth?
Exactly, right. Makes for good referrals, right?
Yeah.
So what is the biggest complaint you hear, like the number one thing when people come in?
Well, obviously, you know, back pain, right? And that's That's kind of the bread and butter. But headaches, right? People don't realize chiropractic, just like you and the wrist, right? You know, we look at any joint. So people that have TMJ and jaw
that's
pain,
horrible.
Right? So I can actually manipulate the jaw, right? So you can do it through activator or manual manipulation.
And does that right away make it feel better?
Well, yeah.
Because I got a mouth guard and it took weeks
until
it felt better.
Well, sure. Well, you know, now you're back to everybody's different. I've had people that have immediate, like, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
And then you have people that it's so tight and been going on so long that it's a progress to get it to loosen up, right? And then to influence that joint, because muscles attach to bone. So when it attaches and those are under stress, it causes stress on the joint. So chiropractically, I want to go in and look to mobilize the joint, look to mobilize the soft tissue that's attaching to the joint, and then when you rehab it, and that goes into Dr. Schumann of PT, now you're activating the tissue, you're getting blood flow that allows the healing process to take place. And again, it's usually not a one and done, right? It's usually a process.
Yeah, right.
So,
because we're always so impatient, though.
Well, exactly. And to keep people on a treatment plan is a bit of a challenge, because pain is actually the last thing to show up and the first thing to disappear. But that doesn't mean that your body is you know, corrected. And then you have this situation where cells die off, they replace themselves. It's the aging process, right? So
I'm so tired of hearing that.
So when you have the tissue that's coming in and getting replaced and you're doing repetitive things, we sit at a desk, we live at a computer, right?
We're putting compression on. We push a wheelchair, we pick up mom.
Exactly. Well, you think about proper techniques. It's so easy as a healthcare provider to be in a rush. I had a patient come in the other day. She's a nurse, right? She was performing CPR. And with it, the guy was a bigger guy, right? Maybe 300 pounds, 400. So she was in a compromising position.
Right.
To give the CPR. So she ends up injuring her disc by putting herself in a compromising situation. So here she comes in and hobbling, right? So now we're trying to get the disc under control.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's going through and she's making great progress. And she's at the point now, she come in where the pain is excruciating. And now it's more of a, it's annoying
manageable.
Me, I'm tired of it, right? Yeah, but it's manageable, but it's aggravating. But it's a process, right? The whole 6 to 8 weeks, you break a leg, right?
Right.
That's right.
It's you think about how long it takes to go through to get the new tissue in and get healthy tissue. Yeah. So, you know, we all have the challenges and proper techniques and healthcare providers especially, you know.
I mean, so where can our listeners find you?
Us, yeah, we're in Seminole. I have to look and see what the address is. I'm fairly new, so I've been here since the middle of August.
But you can go to my website, lyndaburhans.com. It's
perfect.
All on there.
It's across from TJ Maxx, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah. TJ Maxx, Burlington.
It's right across the street.
So Park and Seminole, right?
Yep.
At the
exactly.
Corner. So there's a Starbucks.
In the southwest corner of Park and
Seminole. There you go.
Yeah, you guys know where it's at more than I do. I go there every day.
Thanks so much for being with me today. I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
I gotta tell you, caregivers, so I'm starting to hear some people that you're actually accepting help. Woo-hoo. That is fabulous. People want to help you. Let them help you. Say thank you very much. And also give them the opportunity to spend some time with your loved one. Because your loved one needs to spend some time with somebody other than you also. So when you know when your neighbor or someone asks if there's something they can do to help you, say, do you think you could come and hang out with my mom for an hour and a half one afternoon so I could just take a little break? It'll stimulate your mom, and, you know, the neighbors always want to see them, too. So just think about that. Whoa, sorry, Jody. I'm kicking Jody.
Okay.
So now we have number two Jody here today.
That's right.
And Jody is from the Disability Achievement Center that I just love and honor. So before we go into the latest and greatest of what's going on with that, tell our listeners a little bit about the Disability Achievement Center.
Who we are, yeah. We are the Center for Independent Living. I tried to pull on that. We are the Center for Independent Living that serves Pinellas and Pasco, and we help people of any age and any disability try to overcome whatever barrier they're facing. And barriers mean if I'm slipping and falling in my home, I may not be able to live independently. If I don't know basic budgeting and skills, or cleaning, cooking, organizing, I may not be safe living independently. So these things from young ages to seniors, there's a lot of things that people need in order to maintain that. What we're most known for is our durable medical equipment program. We have one of the largest warehouses in the state of Florida, and we accept donations, walkers, rollators, bath equipment,
and toilets. Listen to that. Don't throw that stuff out, please.
Oh, please don't, because we will come pick it up. We are limited to what fits in my car, but I'll go anywhere, Pinellas Pasco, to pick up a donation. Because there's a lot of people who can't afford these items, and
breaks your heart when you see it. I know.
And there's so many when we get success stories in, because we have to. We are the program that provides the equipment is grant funded, and the funders usually want a success story.
Yeah, of course. So I love a success story.
Oh my gosh, there's some.
So give us one.
Oh golly, the most recent one. It's heartwarming, but it cuts to the chase of who we are. A mom adopted a baby from foster care who had spina bifida. The young man, the child is now 19 years old. He uses a wheelchair. He is paralyzed from the waist down. From lifting, mom developed back issues, et cetera, so that she could no longer, he's 19, and she could no longer lift him to get him outside. There was no way, he was literally in the home. And without that, and she couldn't care for him, without an access ramp for him and a wheelchair for her, they were looking at institutionalization for him at age 19.
Wow.
Can you imagine being of sound mind and being in a nursing home?
Oh, my God.
Like your friend.
So yeah. The ramp, I mean, that family is so grateful and so joyful. We kept a family together.
Yeah.
And you know, you think of the little things, you know, like, yeah, we'll provide a wheelchair or something, but that was significant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just cuts right down to
exactly
we'll go right to that depth. We also have one of the largest incontinence supply distribution areas. Diapers for Dignity in conjunction.
They're so expensive.
Exactly. And there's no, you know, like babies, you know, you have a baby, you expect that expense.
And they're going to grow out of it.
And they grow out of it.
Yeah.
But the flip side, once you go in, you don't come out. And it's a constant expense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people who choose it. Am I eating? Am I taking my meds? Or am I buying diapers?
Yes.
Diapers would be the last on the list.
Exactly.
But when we shut down for COVID to work remotely, it was the first call of need that we received.
There you go.
So.
And how many times, too, somebody passes away and you got, and somebody,
boxes. Yeah,
my caregivers call me, they're like, I got diapers. I'm like, give them to me.
Yes, yes. So in addition to the equipment, the incontinence supplies do help the community. They do help people stay independent. Yes. And now we're seeing inflation is really starting to kick in on fixed incomes.
Yeah.
It's really starting to hit.
It really.
Yeah, it's hard.
And, So till the end of this year, we are a Feeding Tampa Bay partner. And
yeah, tell them what you did with that.
We have been delivering food to people who can't get out or don't feel comfortable going out. And we just, once a week, we'll provide food for them. Fresh fruit, produce, frozen breads and bakeries. But they, what happened originally, when everything shut down, PSTA, the buses were limited to 10 people. And anyone who relies on bus transportation to go get their groceries, they would
people
hop on the bus, go get their groceries, they'd come out, and the bus would go by, and a full bus would go by, and a full bus would go by. And folks called us crying because they lost all their groceries. They have no more money for anymore. And it was heartbreaking. It was like, we've got to do something. Because when it all first started, it was like, oh, no, we're not going to do food. No, we're not going to do food. And then all of a sudden, okay, we're going to do food.
Yeah.
So every Thursday morning, we pick up at a small hub at 7 a.m. and bring it back, sort it based on how many families and the number in the families, and then we go out delivering.
Yeah, so important. We live in a fabulous community. We really do.
Oh,
I'm so blessed to be in this Tampa Bay area with professionals that want to work together.
Yes.
With people that want to find a make a difference. Because, and it's like I say to my caregivers, if I don't have an answer, I know somebody who does.
Yep.
And, yeah. and we'll find out an answer for you, and we'll find out a solution for you.
Right. Right. So, and I work with such a great group. I tell you, there's only 9 of us, but we are small and mighty.
Yeah. yeah. Exactly. It's like my Kiwanis group.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, we are. Yes, small and mighty.
Yes, you are.
So what's the latest and greatest project that's going on that
golly.
I want to talk
well,
about?
You know, it's not latest and greatest. Well, I've been at this for almost 3 years.
Yeah. You said latest and greatest.
So I'll start at the beginning because that's how it all began is... I chair the Pinellas County Council for Persons with Disabilities. It's the advisory council to the Board of County Commissioners in support of all ADA requirements and accessibility. We figure we are the users, so why not put our talents to work? So at the very first meeting, City of Treasure Island came and displayed their Mobi Mat. Say, check this out. Look what we have.
Now tell them what a Mobi Mat is.
Oh, Mobi Mat is a beach access mat. It started off... the technology, when we were in war in the Middle East, in the desert, the troops needed a place to land helicopters. So this mat was developed that they could easily roll out, they could land, and the helicopters could safely land, and there wouldn't be sand all over the place. And then when they were done, they roll them back up. But when they came stateside, they had new applications, and using them as beach mobility mats to enable access for not only wheelchairs, but any type of, you know, someone who uses a prosthetic or anyone with a balance issue. Because right now, that whole population is not going to the beach.
Yeah.
You know, grandma and grandpa, they're going to stay on the seawall. It's like, okay, you go, I'll see you in a while.
Yeah.
But this, by having a Mobi Mat, that's one of the brands, having that available, you can actually get somebody out and get their toes in the sand. And
what is it? How big is it? Like, does it go up to the beach? Or, to the water?
No, it won't go to the water.
Okay.
But it definitely gets far enough out to the beach that you can totally enjoy the beach.
I think there's one on Madeira Beach, isn't there?
No, just Treasure Island now.
Okay, yeah,
actually, there's 4, and I brought a map of what we've got. So what happened? So after that meeting, one of our consumers, Michael Chiffone, came to me and says, Jody, we need to do this. We need these mats. And I said, okay. So we started. He said, I'll go anywhere. So he went to Gulfport and talked to the mayor, and boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, they've got one down. And that was like, yay, we've got a victory, a little victory.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were going to, you know, St. Pete Beach and just talking to commissioners and the county and parks and rec managers. And it was, oh, great, good idea. Yeah, yeah, very nice, very nice. Very nice. When you find the money, come and talk to me. So this, in June, another organization called HelpUsGather.org, they do exactly that. They help folks with disabilities gather. It's an online social event calendar that helps, and they have lots of gatherings, and they're really wonderful. Well, they helped one of their members to get a modeling job for surf style surf shopping downtown or in Clearwater Beach, and the young man uses a wheelchair. They did the modeling shoot on the Mobi Mat in Treasure Island.
Yes.
So HUG was introduced to their very first Mobi Mat, and they had Bay News 9 coverage on that. Michael calls me and says, Jody, somebody's on the mat.
Yes.
Okay, I'll call them because I know them. And so I called them, had a nice conversation, and told them all the work we had done. And she stopped and she says, well, you know, we have a family foundation and we're looking for a project. Why don't we look at, how much are these things anyways? And I said, between $5,000 and $20,000, depending on how long they are. And she says, well, I'll talk to my husband. We'll talk about look at the foundation and let's see if we can fund a couple of them. That was back in June.
Couple of them.
Yeah.
That was back in June. Well, what we didn't realize until around that time was that most of the beaches, if there's the coastal construction line that anything that's seaward of the coastal construction line has to have an FDE permit. And with the turtle nesting, we must also have an FWC blessing. And that became a big hang-up because it was like, oh my gosh, this permitting. Ah.
Yeah,
and,
permits.
So it's like, okay. So talk to the funder again, and she says, okay, we need an incentive. And the next thing you know, another press release came out. Surprised the doubt. It just stunned me, as it stunned everyone else, that the Forward Foundation will pay for any beach-facing municipalities, Matt, who wishes to place one.
Wow.
My arms.
So.
That is so fabulous. It makes me cry.
So, we have, so that was like, okay, there was a beginning, and then we were on Spectrum News 9, Fox 13, and ABC Action News, and this thing exploded. I was getting calls left and right, and I was like, my heart's singing!
Yes!
It was just singing! But what we will have, we got all the interested parties together on a conference call, including FDEP, including FWC, including I identified Northside Engineering is doing the drawings pro bono for these permits.
Nice.
And our state representatives, Linda Cheney and Nick DeSegli, will advocate from Tallahassee down once the permit applications go in. So as of right now, I love the spunk of Pasco County. I just love them. The offer was for Pinellas County. Pasco County picked up that phone and said,
I want to play too, yeah.
And she said yes. So all of Pasco County, there will be four in Pasco. And then the next one south are two in Tarpon Springs. Those do not require any type of permitting because they are landward of the coastal line. So the only thing FWC asks is, and there's not a lot of turtle nesting where you're trying to put these, but can we just look at the drawings? So those are in right now with them. And just before I shut my computer down yesterday at work, Madeira Beach will be the first application in. They are testing the waters. We need a total of 9. So there will be, I'll go from north to south. In Pasco County, there will be one at Hudson Beach, Reese Key Park, Antelope Key Park, and inland at Moon Lake Park. It's a really nice park. And then Tarpon, you've got Fred Howard Park and Sunset Beach. You wouldn't know this north to south yet because you're too new.
Yeah. I'll learn it from you here.
Yeah.
City of Clearwater. Our first is, City of Clearwater.
So everybody can go to the beach.
That's right.
I learned a new beach, Archibald.
Archibald.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, I'll tell you about that one. That one's an awesome one. So we've got Clearwater. We've got Pier 60, Sand Key. There is an existing one at Indian Rocks between 17th and 18th.
This by heart.
Go ahead.
Yeah. There's another one. Indian Shores has one, but they have not gone through the permitting process. So they have the map. They just need to submit the permit.
Stuff. Right.
Reddington Shores County Park will have one. Madeira Beach is next. And Archibald Park. The land for that park was donated by the Archibald family.
That's where the places where you have the drink.
The snack shack, so that veterans could always have a beach play.
Oh, that's right.
That's the one. That's the beach.
Remember
that
years ago when they wanted to get rid of that?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was called Archibald.
Yeah, that one's near and dear to my heart. Then we go, Treasure Island just has theirs. Then we go down into St. Pete Beach, and boy, they're just going to town. They want one at Upham Beach. There's one at 22nd Avenue.
Your beach has one. I want one, too. We like that.
So I'll tell you a little side story. This is just how things work and how important things like this are. So when I told you I came down earlier in the year, I brought my mother, and she had a back surgery in February. So she had a discectomy and fusions. So walking out on the beach, it just happened to be that we were at where one of these mats are. So we're walking.
Wow.
And she's coming from a back surgery, so she's a little tender and been riding in the car from Ohio. And she makes the comment. She's like, isn't this nice? I can get out to the beach and walk on this because the sand obviously requires, a little more stability and and balance. And she had made the comment of how nice that was, that that Matt was there and helped her, you know, there navigate you a little easier. So
makes
you
a difference.
Never mentioned, then all of a sudden, you know, you're the person that, that had that Matt, and just how important that is. So.
Perfect. Yeah, great stuff. And then, okay, so just to finish up, the final one will be Fort DeSoto. There is one in Gulfport, and there's one at the pier at St. Pete. So once these are down, we will have not only the world's most beautiful beaches, but Pinellas County will have the most accessible beaches.
Can you believe that? We have the trail. We have everything in Pinellas.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. This is so exciting. This is really exciting. So looking forward to it. We're a few months away from at least the permitting ones. Mm-hmm. Probably, I'm very hopeful. I'm praying that before the end of the year that the northern ones can get down.
That would be
perfect.
Great. Where can all listeners find you?
Oh, golly, that's right. Jody A. at mydacil, D like David, ACIL.org. Or,
what's your phone number?
727-539-7550, extension 238 to get me directly. Otherwise, you go in the main mailbox and it takes me a little bit of time to get it.
Thank you, my friend. You know how much I love and appreciate you. This is all exciting
news. This is very good news.
Very good. Now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
You know what it means when you hear that? It's time to get your pen and paper, because Lynn usually has a bunch of good stuff to tell you, but I'm going to tell you some good stuff today. First, I got this email the other day from the area agency of Pasco Pinellas. We're kicking off an outreach campaign for our home care for elderly program. This program provides a monthly financial subsidy for caregivers. We have no wait list, surplus dollars, and we know there are caregivers in Pinellas and Pasco counties that could benefit from this valuable program.
If you know of a caregiver who could benefit, please have them call our helpline, 1-800-963-5337, or the local number is 727-217-8111. So this can really help a lot of people. There are a lot of, you know, caregivers end their jobs. They do everything to take care of their loved ones. And finally, our government and the world is starting to realize this, that we need to take care of these people because they can't do it all by themselves.
And that's why we're having a caregiver contest.
A contest or a conference?
Contest.
Yes, our caregiver contest. Go to lindaburhans.com and nominate a caregiver. Every single caregiver that's nominated wins something because every caregiver is a winner to us. All the rest of the names just go in a hat, and we pick out a winner, and the winner gets a massage, a facial, whatever they give us that month, all sorts of swag, some respite care. So it's all really good stuff.
Now we can talk about the conference.
And last but not least is my conference, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I want caregivers to know. I said to somebody the other day, did you sign up for the conference yet? No, I didn't, because I can't go the whole time. You don't have to go the whole time. I don't really expect anybody to be sitting there for 18 hours and watching every presentation. Even if you can't come any of those days, just by registering, you will be privy to all the recordings.
To listen to any time you want.
Any time at your leisure. So there will be 18 presenters, from Tam Cummings to Kate McCarty to Dr. David Bernstein to the Parkinson's Association to medical marijuana to elder care attorney. Lots of, you know, Pastor Seafelt is on about caregiving and spirituality. So there's going to be a lot of really good stuff there. And every day at lunch, one day will be yoga, one day will be mindful, one day will be meditation, and the last day will be EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. So we want to bring as much help to our caregivers as we can. Thanks so much for tuning in. Now, you know, the show just flies by. Please tune in next week. I'll be back from New York City.
Oh, we'll hear all about Tina.
Going to see Tina Turner on Broadway. I can't wait. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need a helping hand. And nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running.